Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time. I'm David Jackson. Thank you for joining me for this episode. Today, at least at the time of this recording, this topic is very timely. The title of this episode is Out of This World. And I sit down with a friend of mine, Tesh Hartley, and we talk about Kanye West, of all people. He's been in the news lately, just released an album called Jesus is King. And it's a gospel-inspired album, and it's causing a lot of headlines because one, Kanye previously, his albums have been mostly, you know, rap, with a lot of secular themes or worldly themes, about women, money, and things like that. And so this sudden 180 has caused a lot of people to kind of think and consider not only his intentions, but also bring up the discussion of, you know, what do we accept in the Christian side as Christian music, quote unquote, and, you know, counting people's past against them in regards to them, you know, turning over a new leaf or heading a new direction. So very timely. And so if you're listening to this, you know, in the future, 2020, we're recording in 2019, but if you're listening to this in the future, let us know your thoughts. Has your thoughts changed about Kanye since his album released? Or is it still the same? You know, we both share our insights and thoughts about it. You know, I had a lot of different feelings when Kanye came out with his album. You know, before I became a Christian, I listened to all of his albums. You know, I was a big fan of Kanye, super talented guy. And as I became a Christian, I quickly realized that, you know, it was hard to really separate his music from how I was living my life. And I just realized I couldn't listen to the music anymore. It was really affecting, you know, just my thought process more than anything. And then that's not even including, you know, recently, you know, his comments about, you know, slavery and African Americans. And even more importantly, his his acknowledgement that he struggles with mental illness, with being bipolar, and he had at one point stopped taking his meds. And so I was confused on what point of view his messages were coming from. Were they coming from the part of him that struggled with mental illness, or were they coming from the part of him that you know, was in a more stable state of mind, I should say. And so it really confused me. And so I didn't want to put myself in a situation where I was compromising, you know, my convictions, and ignoring the fact that, you know, this is a guy that's, you know, struggling with mental challenges. And so it brought up a lot of feelings. I'm excited for you guys to listen to part two as we kind of break down not only our thoughts on the subject, but how do we reconcile ourselves with the world when we're called to be not of the world, but in it? And how do we reconcile, you know, what we listen to? And how does that play a role into how we live? And so very cool subject. I'm excited for you guys to hear it again. And stick around for part two where we break down Kanye, the ramifications and the results of his new album. So stick around. Peace. All right, welcome to D-Time podcast with David Jackson. And today we got a little special current event topic, and we're going to discuss Kanye West and the recent, you know, news around him. Just a little backstory. Kanye West, normally, you know, rapper, secular rapper, but now he's come out with a Christian gospel album that's done really well and also caused a lot of people are talking about it. And so I thought it'd be a good opportunity and timely to sit down and talk about the issue and, you know, the possible ramifications and things surrounding it. So I have a friend of mine here, Tesh Leticia, to come and talk about
this topic with me. So first, before we jump in, Tesh, why don't you share a little bit about yourself, some background for the listeners?
Oh.
I'm not ready for that.
I know, I wasn't.
That's an easy question.
Background about myself. Well, I'm originally from the East Coast, but now I live here on the West Coast. And, yeah, I don't know. What exactly should I say?
Occupation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I work in data. So information management pretty much is the high level. I'm working in the industry for about 3+ years. I've been seeking after God for 5 years. And, yeah, I don't know what else.
That's perfect. That's perfect. So, I thought we kind of first state where we fall on the, okay, on this, topic first. So, how about you go first? Where do you fall in line in terms of Kanye and this album?
Well, I'm not like, I feel like I'm impartial, right? So I'm not for it or against it. I enjoy it. I don't think it's necessarily wrong that he made this album because it's a way of self-expression, right? And no one owns the way that you can express yourself. No one owns music. So I'm not against it. I think he's just expressing something that was inside of him for a while, and I don't think it's a coincidence that this has happened. I think that this definitely is very timely. Like, I think about the scripture where it says God sets the times and places, and so this was a time for some reason for this album to come out with Kanye, with his level of influence and notoriety, that, you know, this album was released. So I don't think it's a coincidence. I think God totally allowed this to happen for a reason that we haven't, you know, it hasn't been revealed just yet. And I don't think it's wrong that he's expressing his gratitude towards God. And so I'm not for it or against it. I've listened to it a couple of times. I enjoy it. I think Kanye West is brilliant, and his mind and the way it works is just, it always blows my mind, the things that he creates. Yeah. So that's kind of where I stand on it.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for sharing. I think for me, you know, we talked about this earlier. You know, I have not listened to the album, and I don't plan on listening to it. Mainly because, you know, I love Kanye, or, you know, used to love Kanye. I don't hate the man, but I used to listen to Kanye before I became a Christian. Had all his albums. Agree that he's a dope, you know, artist and very talented guy. But the reasons why I'm refusing or haven't listened to it is, you know, Kanye is controversial to say the least, and I think, you know, even lately, you know, some of the things he said about, you know, slavery being a choice, and his comments about, you know, wanting to be a billionaire, Christian billionaire, and to be known as, you know, all these things, and with the that, you know, colored with the very real issue of him, you know, suffering from, you know, being bipolar, and him openly sharing about, you know, not taking his meds and things like that. I just am more looking at him as from that point of view and wondering, is this whole approach the byproduct of, you know, his mental illness, and, you know, in a small way, is he's taking advantage of kind of the climate and scenes of the avenue. And so I fully believe that the album is most likely a great album. You know, like I said, he's talented. I just feel like there's other ways for me to be inspired or about God, or to be inspired about, you know, whatever, than listening to the album. So I agree with everything you said, Tesh. That's just where I fall. So I figure, you know, since it's, you know, such a hot button issue with Christians and non-Christians alike, I thought it is, like you said, is timely to figure out, you know, what does this mean? What can we draw from this situation? And how can we as Christians kind of navigate the pop cultural world, you know, because I don't think Kanye is the only person out there who has Christian beliefs, and those beliefs may be controversial. So first off, the whole, you know, people's reaction, you know, negative, positive from the album. What do you make of folks' response to the album?
Yeah, I don't really know people's responses, like, in terms of the internet. I'm totally not plugged into that. It's horrible. But what I have seen, was that it made it to number one. It had, like 1.9 million streams. It made, I think it might have said 260,000. When it was released, so I'm not sure about specifically what people have said about it, like if they hate it or not in terms of like online. The people around me, like friends, they have definitely enjoyed it. Wait, what was the question again?
the response to the album, you know, positive or negative? Because there's some people that, you know, Christians and non-Christians like that are kind of calling him a hypocrite or feeling like he's taking advantage or not being real, and then folks for it are, you know, are eating it up, or, you know, really liking the fact that he's, you know, talking about God.
You know, whenever I hear any news about his album, it's never like, I've never heard him say that this is a gospel album. I've always heard it's gospel inspired or influenced. So I think there's a lot more commotion about his Sunday service. I wonder if that is where people are getting upset, you know, because he has this new church or whatever. Like, he was on an interview, he's talking about it, and people were saying that they were a cult. And so I wonder if a lot of the fire he's feeling is more so from the Sunday service and less about his album. Because even when you listen to the album, it doesn't feel like your typical gospel music, or even like the Christian inspired rap music that's out there. It doesn't feel like that either. It's definitely a Kanye West project, but so I don't really know what people are saying. I just know it's doing well because it's number one,
right?
And that the people around me like it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of thoughts about it. So maybe from your perspective, you know, how do you think Christians should approach music like this, like that may be controversial? And I think even a bigger point, maybe artists who were known for being very, not, I don't want to say anti-Christian, but maybe had some, you know, themes in that were totally, you don't align with Christianity. How should Christians approach maybe listening to that type of music, or even listening to Kanye's?
Well, I like how when you presented your stance or your position on his album and everything that he's doing, how you mentioned a lot of the backstory of why, like, you know, his state of mind, his mental stability, just different things that he's said and done. So Christian, it's like that word is just very controversial in itself. So it's very, that's a loaded question. But I think if you are a true believer and you are seeking after God daily, you know, you've gone through really counting the cost of what it means to be a Christian, I think then, you know, you want to be wise. You don't want to think that, oh, this is like, this is it. Like, this is how you worship God. Like, that definitely isn't where you would get your, you know, if you were having your daily time with God, you're not going to be like, I'm just going to listen to the album, you know? So I don't think that a true believer would think about it that way. But for people who love God, who feel emotionally about God and have very strong feelings about following Jesus, but maybe they don't live it out on their day to day, but it's something that they truly believe in their heart. I think it's a step, right? You know, it could be a way of seeing that. I think he's just you can look at him as an example of someone who, you know, he was totally left, you know, talking about drugs, or maybe he didn't talk about drugs as much, but definitely about sex and about money. And here he is now, like, even a lot of his interviews, he's talking very vulnerably about his relationship with God. Like, he talked about his addiction to pornography and why he doesn't go on social media or Instagram because of, you know, his addiction. He has to like watch that temptation. And so it's, you see, he's striving, like, you know, it's very radical. So it's like using him as an example, like, this is, it's not just about loving God. It's actually about believing it and putting it into practice. I'm not saying that Kanye West is doing that because I don't know his life, but just seeing his ability, his will to be vulnerable in that way and to be radical and to change, make those changes. But for people who are striving, you know, who are like true believers, I think it's just music, you know, and that's what it is. And it's not, I don't think these are songs, you know, you go to church singing like, oh, Sunday we're going to sing, you know, every morning, like, you know, it's just, that would be maybe one of those newer Hillsong type of churches, maybe, but yeah, I just think to see it as music, it's just music, right, and expression.
Yeah, I think we're both in agreement on that point of, you know, I think it's great that he's talking about like real issues in terms of like, you know, being addicted to pornography and him being more pure minded. I think we definitely both wish that was more of the focus than, you know, the fact that he just made an album. So correct me if I'm wrong, I think, you know, what I'm hearing, I think in terms of Christians and approaching things like this, I think it's always smart to be wise about what you're listening to. Mm-hmm. And if something's just labeled Christian or thing, that to not take it as face value, but really, like, you know, seek advice and listen. And at the same time too, you know, we need to be able to have the maturity and wisdom to see things and not, you know, overanalyze, I should say. Mm-hmm. Overanalyzing. I think it's an interesting topic. I think by the time this episode airs fully, it'll be interesting to see what people think of Kanye, you know, at this sort of time and if that's changed or not. But I go back and forth on whether or not I'm going to listen to the album. I probably will eventually listen to it.
Technically have heard it in the background.
Yeah, it's been in the background, but I think I've tuned it out. But anyway, I've heard samples. Yes, I've heard a little bit.
Your brain was like, oh, that Kanye must tune out.
Yeah. But I probably will eventually listen to it. We'll see. But if you have any thoughts about the Kanye album, share what you think. Leave a comment. Send us an email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. And just share your thoughts. You know, what do you think of Kanye's album? What do you think about, you know, where he's at? And, you know, how should we approach this issue? So one last question before we leave. I always ask everyone, what's the best piece of advice that you've gotten? And if you don't have a top, maybe what's a good piece of advice that you can remember that someone's shared with you?
Like in my life?
Mm-hmm. In your life. That doesn't have to do with the topic.
Best piece of advice that I've ever gotten. So the first thing that came to my mind, I'm sure after I say this, other ones will come up, but a friend of mine really helped me to see, she taught me how to take ownership for things. And, you know, when you're young, you're just like, it's not my fault. Or, you know, you try to not take ownership of things because maybe you feel embarrassed or humiliated or ashamed. Shame could be big. But a friend of mine, she used the scripture where it says, and I know I'm blanking on where the scripture is, so if you know it when I say it, please let me know. But, like, it says, you know, we each should help each other with our burdens, but each person should carry their own load. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really great conversation. She just, you know, walked me through that scripture and helped me to see, like, although you might feel ashamed, you might feel humiliated, you might feel all these different emotions, it's still your responsibility to carry your own load. And that's just something that, like, instantly I repented and was like, oh, you're right. So that was like one of the best advice.
Awesome. Well, Tesh, thank you so much for taking time out to talk about this issue. We'll see what happens. For those listening, please subscribe to the podcast. There's going to be plenty of episodes of me having chats with different people and getting their insights on issues like this and others. So thanks for listening and see ya.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram @D-Time Podcast. See you next time.